Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello there, Loud Goat here. Consider joining the Chad Duke Show on Patreon. I never would, but I have my reasons. And those reasons are taste and discretion. You, though, are of lesser stock. There's tons of additional lowbrow humor available over there, including a show about a radio show that was barely on the radio at all. It's all so thrilling. So, check out patreon.com/ChadDukeShow for all of your jiggery and pokery. I'll be busy writing fan fiction about Dino Cicerelli fighting the Cloverfield monster. Yes.
It's the Chad Duke Show Poor Edition. A little taste of what you get when you plunk down a credit card and subscribe for daily episodes on ChadDukeShow.com. Now here's your host, Joe Azer.
Episode 11 of The Poors is here. On this episode, you will hear from Chad, Biker Sean, Ant, Wes, Jimmy, and Tor. You will hear about the shenanigans on the most recent beach trip in November of 2025. You'll hear Chad get turned on to a new food he's never heard of before by Wes. You'll hear Jimmy try to figure out how to pronounce a very common kitchen item. And Tor and Chad have a deep conversation about happiness to close us out. The first segment is an instant classic from the most recent beach trip, which took place just a few weeks ago. Chad, Biker Sean, Ant, Testa, and a few others are out to dinner. When everyone is frozen speechless, because Ant makes a very loud and very odd request of Biker Sean. Plus, Ant pulls a fast one on Dukes that had Sean laughing out of his chair.
So Ant-Man eats a bunch of food and then goes on and drinks many crushes, would you say?
Yeah, I think I had like five crushes at dinner.
Delicious pairing if you've never had a several. I get the Ruby Red Crush at Mulligan's. It was amazing. And then we have our meal, and then we retreat down. There's a downstairs bar that was open. Everybody was kind of gregarious, and they had the football game on. So we went downstairs, and I noticed that Anthony is rather bloated.
To say the least.
He's the Goodyear blimp.
He appeared to be rather gassy. But, you know, I didn't think much of it until... Sean was seated at a table across from me, and Anthony turns around and starts backing it up.
Right, which at first I was excited. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Like juvenile. you a big, fine woman. And he pushes his buttocks up against Sean and says, "Sean, burp me."
Verbatim. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't fucking believe it. And there's like normies in the room. Yeah.
It's not like we're back at the house and he's just saying this as a performance in front of us. No. We're in a crowded bar.
Yeah, Corey's wife looked at me like I had 10 heads.
Oh, I forgot Corey Rita and his chick was there. Right. Holy shit.
Sean burnt me.
Did he just say that?
Did you want him to actually do something? Because it felt like you wanted him to give you the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, I needed something. I needed somebody to help move something around because I couldn't do it.
And you think that I would part of that?
I needed the Heimlich or a few pats on the back, something. Oh. I was so fucking gassy.
But I think I've got to pull an end around here. I like to think of myself as a pretty effective ball breaker. I've done some trolling on this show. I've done some works. I've done some bits. I've done some skits and some bits. And people get mad at me, blah, blah, blah. They wave their arms. But I got to say, I don't even think I've fully recovered from what Ant-Man did to me. I think 24 hours ago now, Sean. Is that about the timetable?
This is in earnest. My throat hurts still from laughing so hard. I mean, I fell out of my chair. What he did to you.
He is a fucking asshole.
Was so mean. It was so cruel and so fucking funny.
I felt like I did a good job of holding it together, too, for a lot of it.
Yeah, it was bad. And I don't even know if Ant-Man knew what he was doing. I know he's leaning into it now. But I don't know that he you got to be real clever.
I have tears in my eyes thinking about it.
This was so bad. Sean was laughing in my face.
I was.
And then at one point, my wife was screaming, "I can't believe he got over on you so badly." Like, you caved in and you started talking to him about it. It was so hurtful.
Oh, God. I guess we got to set it up, right? So,
I guess.
So, you went to Kerala to visit a museum.
Well, Monday was supposed to be Sean's I'm not leaving this chair day, where he's listening to the ocean and watching the fire with the next generation on. Right.
And I basically accomplished that. Yes.
Yeah. He sat in that chair for 5 hours.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
It might go down as the best day of my life.
I knew it was this day. And Ant-Man had been threatening to do the same thing. And Test is a fucking weirdo. So we knew he'd be out running a decathlon or some shit, or like stirring up applesauce with his dick or his toe. So I decided, first I made breakfast for you boys. I hope you appreciated that.
Yes, the bacon and the sausage were delicious.
No, very, very kind, and it was amazing.
I don't know who bought it. You should have bought twice what we got, but that's no big deal. I think it was Ant-Man because it was protein.
Yeah,
sounds right. Yeah.
Yep, it was me.
Yeah. So I had made a decision. There's a museum in Kerala called the Currituck Maritime Museum. And it just so happens the Currituck Lighthouse is right there. I've been bitten by the nautical bug past couple of years, so I wanted to go check that out. I never have, and nobody wants to go with me, and I knew that. I want to make sure we're very – I didn't invite a motherfucking soul to go with me.
Nope, you were very kind about it. You said, hey, yep. I'm going to go to the museum. You guys do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's it.
There was no invitation. There was no trying to coerce or coax. You were very happy to go enjoy the museum alone. Sure. And leave us morons here.
Well, you were doing what you wanted to do, and I was going to do what I wanted to do.
That's right. That's how it should be.
You're not welcome. I like to avoid people saying, no, I don't want to do that, because it's awkward. So I went out of my way to not invite anyone to this, because it's no one else's. No one else cares. It's not anyone else's thing. It's my thing. So I don't even know how it came up, but the night before, I don't know if you guys were making plans or we were saying like what time we would meet up or what we wanted to do for dinner.
I remember you casually, you weren't talking to Ant. I believe the museum opens at 9. This was not a conversation that we were all in.
Right.
This was you and your chick were talking, and Ant, but you know, Ant's never far away from either of you. So he overheard.
True.
No.
And I don't know. Well, I ain't gonna get up at 9. That's how
okay,
it started.
Is that how it started?
That is how it started.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna get up at 9. That's crazy.
Right. And I was like, no one wants you to get up at 9. No one asked you to get up at 9. You don't have to get up at 9.
And then I said, I can get up at 9 if we can get there at 9:30.
Full well knowing he had no intention or interest in any of this.
None.
And I'm like, you're not hearing me. I don't give a fuck when you get up, because A, I'm not going at 9, and B, you ain't coming with.
But just tell me, what time were you planning on going?
Yeah. Is it a hard leave at 9?
Hard leave.
Or is there a wiggle room?
No, through all this. Yeah. So, what time are you thinking of going? He doesn't ever say, yeah, I would like to go. And,
no.
and you've dealt with Ant-Man so much, Chad, that you're able to sniff it out immediately.
Yes.
I think he then said, do you even know where I'm going?
He had no idea where I was going.
And I said, the Pirate Museum.
He says, I like pirates too. Why wouldn't I want to go to a pirate museum?
Do they have pirate ships?
Now listen, here's what you got to understand too, is that Anthony is fucking stupid. And what Anthony does is he watches a little bit of 100 documentaries while he's looking at his phone buying baseball cards. Mm-hmm. So he just picks up little scraps of information. It's never complete. He never has any exhaustive knowledge. And he always gets everything wrong because he's only half listening to it.
You swear he's half listening.
Yeah, I literally turned 5 different locations and stories into one.
Anthony starts on another jag. He's like,
Is Blackbeard there? What about Blackbeard? Is Blackbeard's ship at this museum? I want to see that. I know it is. He's in a museum. What's the name of this museum?
All through this, Chad, it's Anthony, you're not invited.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. You're not going. What do we stop it, Ant? Like, he doesn't egg it on. He just Chad, yeah. you are trying to shut it down.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll meet you there.
He was tenacious. I mean, he was very tenacious.
You Ant, this continues. Well, just come on, what time were you going? And you finally shut him down and he's quiet for 3 to 5 minutes.
I would say that's too long. I would say 90 seconds.
And I could smell the smoke coming out of his ears as he's trying to find another way to get you to talk to him about the thing that you're interested in that he is not interested in.
But he's not interested in it. He doesn't want to know about it. He doesn't want any. And like, all I would do is if I was stupid enough to start engaging him, he would just start looking at his phone and stop paying attention to me. He's done it to me a million times.
So I've seen it happen a million times down here.
Here's what really got to me. So he starts at, "What's the name of it? What's the name of it?" Because I want to. I go, "I'm not telling you the name." He goes, "I'll look it up." So he looks it up and he goes, "Oh, Currituck Maritime. This is where it is. This is it. This is where Blackbeard's ship is. It's in."
Look, man, do you see that ship? Do you see how long it is, Dukes? I mean, he just starts saying crazy shit to you.
And which is nuts because, like, it doesn't matter, but I already know this is a small museum. It's about, like, local watercraft that were used, like, fishing and hunting in the Currituck area. There's nothing to do with Blackbeard here. Like, he's talking about way down in Hatteras.
But how long's the boat? Can you just tell me how long the boat is?
Then he starts going on about, "I know you went to a museum a little while ago. Hey, what's the name of that one? I'll look that one up." And I'm like, "I'm not fucking telling you anything.
Do they have treasure there?"
I was, at this point, on the floor, in tears.
Hey, you were not very supportive.
I was laughing so hard that I started coughing. My throat hurts, and it will not stop. I mean, he's relentless. Chad is continuing to shut him down, continuing to shut him down. He won't engage. Like, "You're not going to do this to me, Ant. You're not going to get me to invite you to something for you to tell me to fuck myself." Right? Which is all Ant wanted to do. It's all he wanted to do. And we all knew it. This goes on for, has to be 10 minutes.
It went on the whole goddamn night.
And the most amazing thing happened. Chad started to talk to Anthony about Blackbeard.
I don't even know if I can vouch for that. I don't remember the circumstances.
You started to relent.
No, here's what happened.
No, the way
I started talking about about something I had seen about a museum.
He claimed he was watching a Blackbeard documentary.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then he claimed that the museum that either I was going to or that I went to is the one in the documentary.
Yeah.
And I said, "Anthony, no, it isn't. There's nothing to do with Blackbeard at either one of them." And he goes, "Look, here it is. Oh, wait, this is in Vermont." Like, that's word for word what happened.
Yeah. But you did start to engage him. And then I doubled over even harder, and I about threw myself off the deck. I was laughing so hard because, I mean, Ant did it. Like, he just kept trying to find new ways, and I didn't know this about Ant, but he will start throwing information at you that he fucking knows is not true.
I don't...
he knows that what he is saying to you is nonsense.
You're giving him a lot of credit. I don't know.
I don't know that it's nonsense. I just throw shit out to see what
sticks. I think he just throws shit against the wall, and then he looks and waits. It's the way he plays every fucking game we play on the show. Is like, he says a word and then looks at you and tries to read your face to see if he's mispronounced it or gotten it right. Or
I've been interrogated enough.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, it was expert level trolling.
I don't remember what I started talking to him about.
Because I started bringing up the museum that I know about, to uncover the ship, and I was talking about the boat blowing all the sand out of the water underneath, and the divers going down and finding cannons.
But I'm serious. How
same
long
three
is
things he said, by the way, last night. It's like a fucking time warp.
But Chad, I'm serious. I'm not messing with you. Did you see how long that boat is? I mean, he said, "How long is that boat?" 800 times.
It was so fucking nuts. And then the part about it that I didn't get to was Ant-Man said, he's screaming about Blackbeard. I go, "What's Blackbeard's name?" And he, oh, and then I said, what's the name of his boat? And then he just starts like saying words. He's like, at revenge. And he's like, looking at me, Queen Amidala. Wait, hold on a second.
The Black Pearl.
And I'm like,
I did say the Black Pearl.
Oh, that's right. You did say the Black Pearl.
Oh, yeah. I'm not
and
doing
then
a
I
bit.
Said, no, that's Pirates of the Caribbean.
So what? And then I just realized he's just mocking something that I'm interested in, which is fine. Only I'm not throwing this in your face. Like you have nothing to do with this.
Right. It's very different to mock Ant about his baseball cards when he's shoving his phone in your face, forcing you to look at a card that you don't care about.
Yes.
You were just going to go to a museum that you mentioned the name of it one time in passing, and that was it. I never heard about it again. I just knew that on Monday you were going to the museum.
Here's the thing. I have serious FOMO, even if it's something I don't want to do.
Oh my God.
I have seen a couple documentaries about pirates that were pretty cool. And then 9:30, there was no way I was going to be awake. But I wanted the invite so bad.
Why? Just to say no? Be honest. Was it just so you could say no?
I would have said yes and then not been ready, and you would have left me anyway.
That doesn't exist. But what is the point of that? What do you get out of that?
I don't know. It's just how my brain works. I get too steamed up to want to do something, and then I can't do it because I'm too fucking banged up.
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever. I mean, maybe I've been trolled that badly straight to my face sometime in the recent past, but I can't remember.
It was incredible.
I can't recollect. I feel like we got to save some of these.
I'd be so bad. Look, I thought we were ending the show, dude. So I'm done. Okay, I've been passing away for the past 30 minutes. How can we possibly do any more?
Maybe we'll just tell this story, then we'll end on that. Because we got to pack up. We got a lot of shit to do.
There's so much to do, and I can't do it. It's like, I can't. I'm just going to have to get up at 5 a.m.
No, you got to put this together because I got to put the blow molds in your truck.
Your blow molds have become a problem for me, and we're going to have an intervention.
They're going to be a problem for another 8 hours, and you're going to be fine.
I'm going to call a group of your friends together, and we're going to have an intervention about your blow molds.
Yeah, well, this is the Lord you're talking about. I got the nativity scene. I got to get home. Jesus is waiting for no man. Every morning I wake up, for those people that aren't here in the home with us, the bedroom that we are in is upstairs. Everybody else's bedroom is downstairs. And the bedroom door to the master bedroom is directly across from that chair right there at the end of the dining room table.
Yes.
Where do you think Testa is every single morning when I get up?
He's in that seat because every time I come up, he's playing Magic or Star Crusaders or some shit.
He's got some crazy ass fucking video game shit going on his laptop constantly. But he's always right there. And so the first thing, I don't know how you guys are, I like, you know, I need a couple of beats when I get up. Let me use the bathroom, let me pour a cup of coffee. But it's like Testa and he's ready to go.
Yes.
Good morning. Like he's so energized.
And he's got bullet points loaded that he's ready to talk about.
Yep.
So how many slices do you think we're going to crush for breakfast?
Yeah, what time are we going in the ocean today? I know it's a little brisk outside.
So you got to stop him. Testa does a very nice thing when we're down here. He does dishes. Like he'll clean up and he's a military guy. So I think that morning time is the time for that.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, it's the time to recover from what happened the day before.
Yes.
Be it for ourselves, Ant-Man, from alcohol, from Sean, from the exhaustive amount of overeating that he's been doing.
So much overeating.
Yes.
So, Dave, for the past couple of days, he's just fucking banging pots and pans and dishes, and it wakes me up. Like, and I'm like, you're being too sensitive. He's doing us a favor. This is something that you should just put behind you.
Oh. Because he has been goose-stepping around the fucking top floor.
I got up today, and I swear to God, it's so crazy. I was going to ask him to walk Ripley, but Ripley's having some leg stuff, and so I was like, you know, that's not a good idea. I said, I'd like to make the boys breakfast. I said, Dave, if you could just grab a skillet and find a skillet that's, like, for bacon while I'm gone, that would be great. You don't need to do anything else. Oakley-dookley. So I'm like, all right.
I hate that he says shit like
that. Okay, gotcha.
He's got his own fucking vernacular, which I can't believe he's single. So I start putting like Ripley's harness on and shit, and I'm putting my shoes on, and I watched him. He's taking pants out. Bang, bang, bang. Like, there's no reason for it. They're beating them together like fucking he's a chimpanzee with the thimbles.
Rise and shine. And he's, bang, bang, bang.
And I'm like, I was wrong. She was right. This is something innate inside of him that he needs to do. And then like he took the sausage and the bacon out and just put them on the counter.
Yep.
Before I went to go. And I'm like, no, don't take them out of the fridge yet. Like, leave them in the fridge until I'm ready to go.
Right, I'll get them. I just asked for the pan.
It's just a little off. Everything's just a little off.
I mean,
I got them all over here. Don't want to get down that rabbit hole right now. There's movies to talk about. I used to kick people out of the theater for talking before I became an actual lawman. I put on a polo shirt and said Regal Cinemas, and I went, I kicked those kids out! And then you stopped talking. You didn't pay your ticket. I watched you sneak into the back door, and now you're just sitting in the back row on your phone. Would you shut up? There's people trying to enjoy the cinema. I know it's the middle of the day. Some people are still at work, but other people paid their money to come in and watch, and you're just sitting here freeloading. You don't even care about the movie. Now you get out of here before I knock your skull into the next theater. I'd find times when I was running security for the movie theater. They'd had me start the popcorn machine every once in a while. I'd pull the ripcord a little bit differently than the other people, and it would start out going, hey there, boy!
Hey there, boy. If you like what you're hearing, consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. It's the least you can do, you chiseling skinflint.
In August of 2025, Wes stops by the studio and shares all about his Florida cruise experience. He shares so much that he has Chad and Ant looking up a new food that he mentions to them. And at one point, when he's asked to rank his favorite root beers, Wes pulls what we call a Jimmy. Listen carefully to this segment. Jimmy is cackling in the background from start to finish.
Just unplug the TV and put the fucking sticky
note on it. Yeah, just unplug the TV.
Yeah.
See what happens. That'd be amazing if you just went in and unplugged the TV.
Yeah.
just hit the main on the box. They won't know how to fix that.
Hit the main on the box.
I think that's where he ran into problems.
Yeah.
That's why he's got so many kids.
The fuse box.
You mean the
electrical panel?
The circuit breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So no power at all for them.
Just turn all of the power off.
Yeah, you're in the dark.
But then his kids won't be using the laptop and the iPad that I bought him.
They ain't doing no homework.
That's fine. They'll be outside playing. Like,
well, we can't go out there because they'll be playing with bullets.
Backyard.
That's
backyard.
That's true.
You can't be in the backyard either because there is no backyard, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There's no backyard in the Jimmy's house.
Thanks for remembering.
Oh, and you can take him over the lantern fly yard because HMAC took care of it. Remember, you were real grateful.
That's true.
You know how you knew? Is that you never asked what the name of the company was or tipped him.
Yeah. Give them a quarter for every lantern fly they fucking kill.
Now
you
holy shit!
Yeah, you might be broke by the end of the week, but it'll fucking...
You lay out fucking 400 of them.
Yeah, easy.
All right, so 4-day cruise to Disney, huh?
Yeah, can't wait.
It's nice. It's real nice.
The barbershop on board turns into a speakeasy at night, and they make old fashions and everything.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That. Wow. Yeah.
Is that all included?
No, the old fashions you have to pay for. The alcoholic beverages and stuff you have to pay for.
You ever get sick on these cruises?
Oh, I've only gone on the one, so it's 1-0. And we did, Al Chante. We're doing it again. It's a Michelin star restaurant on board.
Ashante is the name of the restaurant on the Disney cruise?
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USA Hockey and TDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's that and Palo, and they're the two that you can, like, the upper level ones.
Palo.
Mm-hmm. So I had Pigeon for the first time.
What the fuck?
They call it Squab, but.
Oh, they got that at JK's.
Squab?
Mm-hmm. Pigeon.
I've never heard of Squab. You're putting me onto something here. Squab is an immature domestic pigeon, typically under 4 weeks old.
Baby pigeon.
Why would you eat this?
It's on the menu. It's like one of those fancy that you just you
it's a
pick.
Delicacy.
Yeah, and they give you like 8 courses, and they just keep bringing shit.
Squab
out.
Squab is a young pigeon. It is expensive due to several factors, including its specialized farming methods, limited availability, and high demand in certain culinary circles. Unlike mass-produced poultry, squab requires intensive care and are not amenable to artificial insemination. And they're, can you imagine the fucking process of elimination? They're trying to fuck those things with eyedroppers for over fucking a generation. Their breeding pairs must be intact to result in lower yields and high production costs. But humans are the worst. We're just terrible. We just lock fucking baby cows in boxes and turn them into fucking veal. We grab geese and put shoving truffles down their fucking throat to make foie gras.
I love it.
I bet you and then you're going to hell. I mean, it makes sense that you like
the, baby pigeon. I do believe is stuffed with foie gras as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you said that word.
I didn't. I try to speak.
Oh, it's high in fat.
Very greasy.
A lot of cholesterol. Looks like here.
Are you describing Jim or the meal?
All right.
Fat and greasy.
When he grows his hair out, he looks like a baby pigeon.
This does not look like. This does not look like good eating, Wes.
Yeah, it's one part. There's many. All the other.
Is this included also?
No, no. This is like.
How much do you think expensive. A whole squab head and feet on costs?
Ooh.
From California squab.
$165.
This is not prepared.
Oh, not prepared.
Raw.
Oh. 100.
Rough, rugged, and raw.
$120.
I mean, you guys are being ridiculous.
$50.
Well, he said $165.
Yeah. $65.
Okay. That's still expensive as shit.
Yeah, I mean, think about bird. That type of steak. Buy a fucking Wagyu steak for that.
Yeah.
The chicken's still $5 at Costco.
Appreciate the heads up, Wes.
They ain't changing. And all they right. brought Coke back.
What?
At Costco. I think they switched to Pepsi for a little bit. Oh, yeah. Now they're Coke guys.
It is strange. Like, I like a lot of Pepsi products, but it really is a bummer when you look at it and you're like, oh, I have to get a Sierra Mist.
I know. So weird.
I don't want a Starry. Fuck out of my face. It's not even that the Pepsi's that bad. It's just everything that comes along with the Pepsi is so much worse.
Right.
Yeah. Like Diet Pepsi is way worse than Diet Coke.
I think Mug is better than Barg's. I'd say.
Nobody say nothing.
I'm going to piss. Go downstairs and laugh and do a dance real fast. I mean, geez.
I'm a Mug guy.
What's the one you don't like?
I think Barg's. I think it goes Mug, Barg's, A&W. A&W's last. Pennsylvania Dutch, number one.
All right, do your 5-1 root beers.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
No, 5-1, not 1-5.
Oh, yep, sorry.
I can't believe somebody please make a list of everyone I've ever done a show with that doesn't understand that bit.
Yes!
Why are you rooting for that, Jim?
A&W, Barg's, Stewart's.
So Barg's is 4.
Yeah. Huh. Mug, and then Pennsylvania Dutch.
They make birch beer.
Yeah.
That's not root beer.
Cousins.
Where's Dad's?
I've never had Dad's.
Where's Hires?
Cousins. Is that like the light brown?
No.
No.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
You get your phone?
Yep.
Can you Google Barg's and find the website? Because I haven't seen it in a while. You know, it's been a long time since I've bought root beer in the store.
I do like Barg's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, trust me. I love a good root beer.
Is this going like blue waffle me or something?
Huh?
What?
If anybody wants a full-time job, we're cutting cords around here, but like I need just someone that can come in here and interpret what the fuck this.
It's a casino.
What is?
Barg's.
Okay. What does that tell you?
It ain't real.
It ain't real.
So then what are you talking about?
Talking about it, they like must have not sold enough and now they're shut down.
So do me a favor. Type into your phone Barg's root beer.
Now, hold up.
See what comes up.
Barg's root beer.
There it is. I don't think Siri's gonna help you with this.
It got Barg's root beer.
What?
I did the talk to text and it said Barg's root beer.
Okay. Well now search it. So now he said Barg's and Barg's.
Oh, it's a Q. I thought that little bastard was a G.
Fucking believable.
Oh, no. It's a moral conundrum.
You get nothing. You lose.
This doesn't bump.
The bottom loop is going the other way.
Holy shit.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Wes, have you thought it was Barg's your whole life?
Yeah. This is no.
He does have a backwards tongue.
It's got a backwards G, too.
It's got a what?
Backwards G.
It's got a backwards G.
Yeah.
It Barg's root beer has a backwards G in it. That's a new one. I haven't heard of that.
So when he might be dyslexic. He's looking at that fucking Q and thinking it's a G.
Yeah.
The cursive
nobody
threw me off,
has, but your wife has a brain.
She never said it's not Barks.
We try to keep soda out of the house.
Probably for this reason.
Yeah. She's like, he called it Barks. We can never have soda in the house again.
Well, after he called 7-Up 7-Lupus, she just wouldn't have anything around the fucking house anymore. Holy shit.
Wow.
What a day.
Man, let's spill more beer on my laptop. I feel way better.
Nobody's safe. Nothing.
I felt like Apone when he was leading the fucking space marines into the alien hive. Don't nobody touch nothing.
See, Bargs came out, and what you got to realize, Jim, is when he just keeps going, he don't even know he did it. Like, there's times where I know Wes doesn't have a lot of confidence in what he said. That wasn't one of them.
No.
When he got to Bargs.com, he thought the root beer was out of business.
Yeah. He said, you didn't sell enough root beer there, boy. Bargs.
Yeah. They need to put a bulldog on the can.
What?
They need a bulldog.
For what?
Mug. They got the bulldog holding the big stein of beer.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that boring silver can.
I like the anthropomorphic. No, Barks is like the number one root beer.
It's so good.
It's everywhere. It's the only one you see in a fountain, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
A&W is pretty smooth, though. Like, it's
A&W
is
great. And nice. It makes a delicious root beer float.
Creamy soda. Have you ever had a bad root beer float?
No. You know what? I have never put anything in a thing of ice cream, and it's been bad.
Okay. I mean, I feel like we're learning a lot tonight, Jim. If Dick Smokane was here, we wouldn't have learned nearly as much. I mean, Kevin Smith says that Hotman is never going to forgive you for this, Wes.
Friendos, head over to the Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of the Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/Chad Dukes Show, and make sure to like and subscribe.
In the Chad Dukes Show universe, we don't have TED Talks per se, but we do have something close. On this next segment, Chad shares about one particular Saturday when Maddie L stops by the store to lecture Chad about what makes one Dairy Queen better than another. Plus, Jimmy has to call Mom for a quick sanity check.
You guys, if you want to sign up for this amazing... So you guys know there's TED Talks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So I get one every Saturday. The one that I got this past Saturday is Lawson came in and he was breaking down the good Dairy Queens as opposed to the bad Dairy Queens.
Oh, wow.
It was very informative.
All right.
You got to be recording these. Get some sponsors.
I was like, you know, I like Dairy Queen. I don't know that Lawson, a lot of his time revolves around Dairy Queen.
All right.
I learned about some new soft serve pouring technique that he's not a fan of.
Oh. Huh.
There was like one on the way back from Blacksburg. He's like, it's the best Dairy Queen you've ever been to, man. You got to make it your way out there. And I'm like, huh. What about the one right around the corner? He's like, oh, you got no idea what you're missing.
I got to tell you, I haven't been to a bad Dairy Queen.
I said the same fucking thing.
I don't think I have either.
And I don't care what fucking swirl it's in. The soft serve's always good.
This is my favorite part about my conversation with Lawson. Is he was saying some dumb shit where he's like, I said, well, what would you like their burgers? Like, I think Dairy Queen's one of the better fast food burgers. He goes, I've never had the burger. And I said, how's that possible? He goes, well, they have chicken fingers with gravy. And I'm like, right. So you get the burger, and then you get the chicken fingers with gravy. And his face went, huh? Like, he was so fucking, he couldn't even believe what I said.
You changed his life.
Right.
Did you know that you can order two things on the menu?
It's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, if it's still in cellophane or in some kind of
bag. Whoa.
Did I say it wrong?
Whoa. No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm not sure. Can you say it again?
He said it perfectly. Can we hear it?
Plastic wrap.
No, that's, what is it again?
The cellophane.
I don't hear a problem at all.
Thank you.
He nailed it.
And you want to be my fane salesman. Cellophane.
Jim's mastery of the English language.
Sure.
It's really something.
Jealous.
In moments like this, I always wonder, is there nobody around him smart enough to correct him? And they all pronounce it that way? Or are they all just laughing behind his back when he says cellophane? And then they send him out into the world to embarrass himself further.
I think he learned that somewhere, because I guarantee Ma Jester says cellophane.
Does Ma Jester say cellophane?
I don't know. I'm going to ask
her
now.
I think call her up real quick. Call
all of Baltimore says cellophane.
There's just no fucking way.
What do you mean? You get, between Wes and Jim, they say the same words wrong. They don't know anything.
Wes has got a fucking physical deformity. His tongue doesn't work.
Yep.
I call her and ask her what you call the plastic wrap that you wrap around Tupperware.
Oh, quick update. Elise Stefanik just text messaged me.
Oh. Mom! What do you call... What am I asking?
The plastic wrap that you wrap around like leftovers.
What do you call the plastic wrap that you wrap around like leftovers? Serene wrap?
You are fucking lying.
All right, but what about what comes
Saran
on the cigarettes?
Okay.
Maybe all right, I misheard. All right. I think Jimmy thought it was serene wrap.
Yeah,
well, you don't know.
It's gonna be serene when they wrap it around my head.
There's nothing serene going on in that house.
Have I used the term cellophane my entire life, and you've just been laughing at me? Cellophane. Oh. You just didn't correct me. That's beautiful. Yeah,
ask her
thank
why.
You.
Can you ask her why?
Why would you let me go? I'm 46 now, Mile. Yeah. All these years. Why?
Tell her to hide all the phone cords.
Hide all the phone cords. Love you, Mom.
Bye. I really don't know if we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I really don't think so.
I think she said cellophane.
Yeah.
And then she said...
So neither one of you know, and you both are mispronouncing it the wrong thing, but differently.
And yeah, but then she said some people say cellophane.
No, she said cellophane, and he says cellophane.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Right, but then he also said, he did also say cellophane at one point.
But he also said serene wrap.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful serene.
It's a what?
A what?
Oh, no. All right, so Jim.
A beautiful serene.
Of the three ways that you've heard the word cellophane.
Right.
And you know cellophane.
I know my favorite.
Okay. Which way do you, how do you think you say that word?
I think you say it cellophane.
But you're not sure.
Not 100%, but okay. That's where I'm leaning.
Okay. Gun to your head. You gotta get it right.
Well, it's cellophane. There you go. Yeah. Look at that. Mike's got my back.
No, Mike doesn't understand what's good for the show.
Mike is useless.
Nobody will ever learn.
From the back of the room. There you go.
It's crazy like how many times, I mean, this is just like the napkin in the recycling. Like, I can't possibly say it any more than I've already said it, and nobody will do it. Everyone's just so happy to be right.
Want a daily episode of The Chad Duke Show? Head on over to chaddukeshow.com and subscribe today. There's a ton of bonus content, and you can cancel anytime. That's chaddukeshow.com, dear boy.
There are times that Chad and Tor have engaged in deep, meaningful conversations on the show. Chad attempts to start down that road by asking a question of Tor to open this one particular episode. However, Tor is so quick to respond that Chad was legitimately surprised.
Tor, are you cool if I wax poetic for a moment?
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I want to believe you. I'm going to choose to believe you. Would you say I'm a happy person?
No.
Holy shit, that was fast. Well, that gives me a lot to think about. Tor, do you think I have a six-pack? No. Tor, do you think my dick's over or under 5 and under? that's people are going to reference that one for a while. That's going to get some run.
I think you can be happy.
You don't have to qualify.
I'm just...
Honesty is... I appreciate your honesty. It's one of the reasons why I like doing shows with you.
Sure.
Tor, do you think I'm happy? No. Move on. Next. You didn't know I was going to ask you that.
No.
That's why the speed at which the answer came was shocking. You don't think I'm a happy guy?
I mean, if we're going to go 100 days, right?
100 days?
Every bit of
55 of those, I don't think you're very happy.
Oh, you're being way more generous than you should be. If I get 5 happy days, Monday, Tuesday, happy days. If I get a week out of 100 days, I'd sign up for that every fucking 100 days. I don't know. I didn't know that's the mojo I put out there. All right. Unfortunately, you're correct, and that was kind of. This is not a woe is me thing. It's just the way that it is. It's kind of the correct answer to set up what I wanted to talk about. The swiftness of which.
Would you say that I'm happy?
I think you're happier than me. And I think you suffer from anyone that is drawn to the type of humor and entertainment you and I are drawn to. It comes from sadness and woe and pain.
A lot of illness.
A lot of pain and a lot of mental illness. And a lot of old hurt, too. That's the problem. Would you agree? It ain't a lot of new hurt. It's a lot of old hurt. Like, I get people saying real nasty things all the time. That just fucking flies off. Like, sure. This hurts. You know, there's roots growing over it. So while I think when you're with your boys in that house and you guys are eating edibles and hooting and hollering and blowing each other and fucking you got the decanter and you're pouring the vodka out and pouring it back in and screaming at each other and no one's washing any dishes and you're stealing cold cuts, I do think you're happy.
That's pretty fun.
And that's a nice chunk of time for you. I think you're happy for the most part, baby girling. It sounds like you enjoy that. I don't know if I'd characterize you as a happy person, but sure. It certainly would be a more difficult answer than the one that you fired out the millisecond the fucking question was done. Who do you think is a happy person, though?
Oh, shit. Happy person.
See, I think Ant-Man's a happy person.
Yeah.
I really do. I think most of the time he's happy. Which is why, you know, we can bust his balls all he wants, but at the end of the day, I mean, what would you give up to just be walking around happy all day?
Whatever that ignorance is, I don't have enough of it.
I've never made enough money to be happy or bought anything or, you know, none of that. I'm happy, like, with my chick and, like, my dog and stuff. Like, they make me happy. But it's different than just walking around fucking happy, you know? Anhil is happy.
Anhil's a happy
person. Anhil is a happy person. And whatever the opposite of that is Othman Musharraf.
And the Tube, way opposite.
The Tube, it's crazy, too, because Tube is such a passionate guy.
Yeah.
I think Goat is happy.
I would say Goat's happy.
Goat's happy. I think Drab's a happy person.
I don't think I've really seen Drab unhappy outside of a show.
Well, you should have seen it when we pulled the cover off that painting that's hanging up on the wall. He was unhappy when that happened.
Yes. There was a big neck vein there.
There's a big neck vein. A lot of forehead veins, too. And you could see them because there was no hair to obfuscate them. It's an interesting thing to try to suss out. Jester?
Jester's positive, but I don't think he's happy.
He is not nearly as upset about the shit in his life as you and I are, or any of the listeners.
Yeah.
Jester might be happy. You ever seen him do that stupid little dance?
Sure.
I mean, that's just him standing there being dumb and fat. Like, he just stands there and he wants to do that little dance. Don't write that down.
It should be an option.
You're going to call the episode dumb and fat?
Standing there dumb and fat. Well, that could be anyone.
I mean, that literally could be about anybody.
Leave it open-ended.
Yeah, that's going to be a riddle. Like, oh, I wonder what this is about.
Well, what was Tor doing at ballroom this weekend?
Oh. Duke stepped out of the shower? He's dumb and he's fat. We're dumb and fat. Middays. KZON. What about some of... Is Corey Reed happy?
Oh.
He's not happy in here when the show's happening.
Correct.
But he seems like, I mean, when I'm looking at him he seems like he's not an unhappy guy.
I think Corey Reed has a shot at being pretty happy.
Ham Scammer seems happy to me.
Kevin Smith?
That's tough. No.
I don't think Kevin Smith is happy.
No, I don't think he's happy.
Never seen him smile.
Never seen him smile. Never seen him enjoy the show.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Always bums me out.
Yeah, it's tough. It'd be very difficult to make a list of people that I believe are happy and very, very not difficult to make a list of people that I think are unhappy. But that's neither here nor there. Do you remember the house we went to, the beach house, with the shot funds?
Yes.
Where?
With the child's, where we were recording.
I didn't know it at the time, but I think that was one of my favorite
beach trips of all time because we did the shows were funny. It was a great group. And I remember at the time I was irritated the whole fucking time. I was so irritated with everything that was going on.
So was I. I was in jeans the whole time.
I know. You were in jeans the whole time because you lost that fucking bet. Miserable. But I remember just being irritated. Now I look back at those pictures and I'm like, that's the most fun I've ever had. Yeah. You never can put that group together again. You know what I mean? No. Just people's lives move in different directions. So. Yeah,
that trip was fun. I don't know. It was something about...
I love whenever we have a little loft. I love whenever there's a little uncomfortable loft
for us to fucking do a show in. Clonk our heads. It's a lot
of fun.
Chester beat the shit out of his head up there.
God, do you remember that?
He literally... I thought he might have been down for the count.
That's still one of my favorite pictures is somehow I was taking a selfie at the exact moment that Chester clunked his fucking head on the... side of the wall, and it's me looking shocked, Ant-Man like cheering,
yeah,
and then Jester almost unconscious with his head at an angle it shouldn't be at. Like, it looked like a check mark.
Oh, fuck. That was a good debaucherous trip.
Circle back around. You're right to feel that way. It takes a year and a half for me to realize, oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
And oh, you fucking stupid asshole, you didn't appreciate it.
If you enjoyed today's episode for the Pores, please share it with a friend. Please leave a 5-star review also if you don't mind. It literally takes 2 seconds, and if you haven't already done so, consider going to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribing. You can receive a daily episode. If you want even more content, check out the Chad Duke Show on Patreon. It's the new home of the Super Secret Supporter Chat. And while you're over there, if you're a Bode fan, maybe you want to take a look at the Who's That Skinny About tier to receive one special episode a month. If you want to watch Solid Dunes and Monday Night Mafia, head over to YouTube, search for The Chad Duke Show, hit subscribe, and you'll receive a little notification whenever Chad goes live. And finally, if you have a favorite segment from the Turkeyverse, something you heard, something you want to revisit, send us a note. bestofcds@gmail.com. Jimmy and I will do our best to find it and get it in on a future episode. My name is Joe Azer. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today, and I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.